Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know this has been a very tough stretch for the NBA, for the Timberwolves as well. Hey, take us back over the past 40 hours or so, from the time that you first heard that news about Kobe Bryant to last night. Were there any talk at all about canceling a few days?
You know, I think, well, first and foremost, thanks for letting me join you guys this morning, and appreciate the time. The NBA community, I think a lot of people, frankly, were just in shock. And I think it took a few hours to even kind of wrap your brain around something so tragic happening to him, his daughter, along with the passengers that were on the flight going to the game. So, a couple hours into it, you then begin to kind of wrap your brain around the reality of it, but more importantly, how do you make sure that, your next game, the remainder of the season, you're paying tribute to such an incredible human being, an incredible basketball player, and someone who, you know, frankly, in many cases, many believe his second chapter and second act of his life was going to be equally as impressive, if not more impressive, than his basketball playing career. As far as games and things of that nature, you know, those are things done and decided at an NBA league level. On a local level, we don't get too involved in it. And, you know, fortunately for us, we weren't playing Sunday. We played last night. And so that gave us a little bit of time internally to really see what was happening with some of the earlier games, and then make a determination what was the appropriate thing to do. And the most respectful thing to do for him and the circumstances, and I think we executed that last night. We all but dedicated the entire pregame and everything around it to him, from the coloring in the arena with Lakers purple and gold, to a tribute, to a moment of silence, the outdoor of Target Center for 24 straight hours had some images of him and his daughter. That we put up starting Sunday evening. You do your best to recognize the magnitude of it. But again, at the same time, you want to celebrate an incredible life and be there for your staff, be there for your fans, be there for everyone that was touched by someone like him and those around him.
I should mention this, the Clippers and Lakers game scheduled for tonight has been postponed, but there wasn't a league-wide movement on that. Hey, very classy last night at Target Center, with Andrew Wiggins placing the ball on the spot where Kobe passed Michael Jordan on the scoring list. That had to be I am just impressed with whoever comes up with ideas like that. I just think it was a very classy move, Ethan.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And there's a lot of people internally that, you know, again, we talked with, and again, it's a fine line because, you know, it's something so, so tragic and so hard to comprehend. And yet you have this opportunity to do something. And I know the guys were very vocal earlier in the day about, you know, what he meant to them. And if you think about it from a generational standpoint, you know, I think about, my era grew up with, you know, I certainly remember Larry and Magic and the Jordan era. But today's NBA player, really, it was always Kobe for them. And Andrew's got some incredible stories, and Carl's got some incredible stories about not just the stuff you saw publicly, you know, whether they'd run into one another at a game or post game or All-Star weekend. But the moments that he took, you know, kind of off the record, off the grid a little bit, to give them some advice on their careers and how to be a professional, how to play hard, how to compete, Those stories have started to kind of appear inside of the organization yesterday, and working with basketball operations and Gerson Rosas and coach and Carl and Andrew and Cove, along with our front office staff, we kind of just laid out what we thought the most appropriate plan would be. And again, I agree. It was emotional, but it felt like the right cadence, and as Kobe would have wanted it. And I think a lot of people have said it, he would have wanted you to get back out and start playing the game again. And, mm-hmm. and ultimately that's what we ended up doing. Not exactly the outcome that was part of last night's script, but it pales in comparison to what we're talking about right now.
Indeed. Do you think the league should consider retiring the number 24? What does it take? When do they talk about something like that?
I think there's certainly going to be a discussion about a lot of different things. But I would say the leagues, as well as input from the teams, it's going to be more deliberate. All-star weekend is just a few weekends away.
Right.
And so I think whatever, teams in the league decide to do, whether it's something that, lives and breathes inside of 30 arenas, or it's something done at the league level, you can certainly count on everybody really talking about what that ultimately looks like. But I don't think anyone needs to rush to something. I mean, if you could imagine, yeah. there's still so much more mourning and still so much more here in the short term that's just going to involve the shock of it for the family and those, again, around it, the Lakers organization, that front office, a lot of people which we've known for a long time as well. But, yeah, I could see something being discussed and looked at, and teams will maybe in some cases do their own version of that. We'll take a look at it for us. I mean, we've got such an interesting and natural historic tie-in, and if you think about the Minneapolis Lakers, we're kind of forever connected to the Lakers organization, and specifically Kobe. Again, I'm just thinking back to my first stint with the team in 2003-04 and that Lakers series with KG, and there's a lot of different directions we could take it. But I think now it's about mourning. Now it's about his family. Now it's about letting everybody process this a little bit and coming back and looking at something a little bit more deliberate and intentional.
Well, I appreciate the visit this morning. Wolves CEO Ethan Kasson joining me here on WCCO. Always good to have a chance to chat with you, Ethan, and thanks for sharing some of your insight on this story as it continues to rattle around for us. So have a great day.
You as well, and appreciate the partnership.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.